Hello. Fred Kuhn interviews our next guest expert. And now, here's Fred.
Welcome, everybody. Our topic today is how to handle the actual termination meeting. Boss calls you in, says you're fired. What do you do next at that point in time? So to tell us all about that is Lorraine Beeman. Lorraine has been here before on a similar subject, and her credentials, she's got every credential you could ask for. Primarily, Lorraine works with students and first-time job folks that need help. Her credentials you can read on our guest biography section of the website. So, Lorraine Beeman, thank you very much for coming back on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure talking to you last time. I'm excited to be back, even though this is a topic that most people don't want to discuss. I know that you and I can dig in and make sure that people who have to go through it have some tools to handle a situation.
So the question is, come in, Charles, or whatever. Yeah. I have to let you go. Shock, awe, anxiety attacks now. What do you say when you're told you're fired or laid off?
Well, I think the most important thing to realize or think about is what you shouldn't say. At this point, the decision's been made. You know, no amount of argument, reasoning, or anything is going to change the boss's mind. And so it may sound strange, but what you want to say is something like, thank you for the opportunity to work with you and to be part of this company. I'm sure there are details we both want to work out before I leave this office. And my suggestion is you practice that about 100 times so you can say it sincerely. Because the first reaction, even if you hate your job, is to just feel devastated, to want to cry, to scream. And you are in a meeting where you need to take control because there's going to be some serious financial consequences on the outcome of that meeting. And so just say thank you and then move on to those things that you need to agree on.
Having been through this once in my life, I can relate, and no matter what your age is, it's terribly disconcerting and it creates great fear. Your heart drops to your stomach, running all sorts of millisecond scenarios in your head about what happens, how, you know. And it is devastating. So you are right, Lorraine. You need to practice this. Anyone needs to practice this. Think through this, although it's not very pleasant, because it could happen. And having a prepared statement, gathering yourself, looking professional, handling it professionally is very important. You're absolutely correct in this. It's not fun, but it needs to be practiced. So, okay, you said to them, I really enjoyed working here. I've enjoyed my work. I've enjoyed the people around me. Do you ask Lorraine for why am I being fired if they don't volunteer that?
You know, I think the question is, will that help you in terms of your career advancement? My thought is that the person terminating you, it's upsetting for someone to terminate you. They're probably not in a position because when you ask that, they think that you're going to try and argue with them. Well, how come you fired me? Or why are you laying me off? And they say something and then you will get into an argument with them. Most HR folks train managers not to have that discussion because it can come back on them. Well, you said you were terminating me for this reason, but that's not really true. I encourage people not to go there. I encourage them to focus on what they want out of the meeting. And for me, that is severance. If I walk away now, what can I take with me? I encourage them to ask for severance pay, which means a continuation of your salary, a lump sum, something that's going to help you, you know, live during the time that you need to spend finding your next job. Ask about continuation of benefits. Can I keep my medical, dental benefits through the next month? We really want to talk about getting a recommendation for your next job. Now, if you're being laid off, then, you know, asking for a letter of recommendation is pretty easy. If you're being terminated, you want to get the employer to agree that when prospective employers call for references, they won't say anything bad about you. They'll just say when you work there and leave the conversation at that. And you also want to get agreement that they will support your unemployment claim. Again, the job is done. Nothing's going to change that. But you want to walk away with the financial security you need while you go through your job search.
Don't they usually say you'll have to see HR about that? And is HR in a position to negotiate, Lorraine?
You know, it depends on the company. And if it is HR, then you want to make sure that that HR meeting happens immediately. A real tactic is to say, oh, that's HR, call them next week. By the time you walk out of the office, you've sort of lost your position for negotiating because the manager's done with you, you're out the door, you've been terminated, and then you're trying to backtrack. You want to get them at that point where they're feeling vulnerable, they're feeling like, I'm putting this person in a really bad situation financially, and they feel like they have some responsibility. In a lot of cases, the manager can start that process of negotiating for you to get your severance. But again, it's company to company. But, you know, if they're saying, well, I have to talk to HR, then it's, well, let's call HR. Let's get them on the phone right now so that you're just not kind of passed along. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think that's a good strategy. While you're sitting there in the chair, say, could we get HR on the phone? I would like to speak with HR about my exit strategy. And that relieves the boss of obligations at that point and takes the pressure off them. And they'll generally make that call. Or can you call Bob down in HR? And I'd like to speak with Bob before I leave the building. If I have to sit here and wait for Bob, I'm happy to do that while I'm here today.
Right. Good strategy. Because once you've left the building, you've really lost that edge on negotiating.
Yeah. Elvis has left the building and he's not going to get on stage and sing anymore. So you get Elvis to throw your scarf to you in the audience before he leaves.
Absolutely.
That's essentially it. So let's explore some of the things that we can negotiate for. What can you negotiate for, in your opinion?
My general rule for severance in terms of salary is 1 month of salary for every year you work there. So let's say you've only been there 6 months. It's fair to ask for 2 weeks of salary. In terms of health benefits, and that is so important for so many people, it's fair to ask for a couple of months. People aren't necessarily going to say yes, but you can't get something unless you ask for it. So let's say you've been there 6 months, but you're on the company medical benefits. You want to ask, can I stay on the benefit plan for the next 2 months? Now, there's something called COBRA, which means that they go, oh, COBRA, which means that you pay the entire out-of-pocket expense for medical, which is the employer's portion and your portion. What you want to do is have them keep you on their medical plan for 2 months where they pay their part of the premium, and then usually you have to pay your part of the premium, which is much less expensive than going out into the market. Same with dental. Now, the negotiating in terms of a recommendation, that's something that the hiring manager can decide. The money part, I can see HR. But you want to make it very clear that either you want to walk away with a letter of recommendation in terms of a layoff, or if they really say, you know, you're a great guy, but you haven't worked out here, you want a letter that says you're a great guy, great employee. If it was for a reason that you're terminated where they really can't give you a recommendation, you want an agreement that they will not say anything negative to a prospective employee. We talked the other day about the fact sometimes you're just in the wrong place. And when you find the right place, you don't want previous employer to say, oh, he or she didn't work out here. So that your hiring manager should be able to agree to, because they're the one that's going to be called.
Unless the company has a standard policy, we only give dates of employment.
Which is great. That's what you want. Now, in terms of being laid off, and that's their policy, and your manager really feels like you're a great person, you can ask, you know, would you be a personal reference for me? Because it's really hard in your next job if you can't take some references with you.
Another
thing is the unemployment claim. Now, I'm in California, so it differs by state. But an employer, when your unemployment claim is filed, an employer has a right to protest it, to say, oh, no, this person doesn't deserve unemployment. So again, you want that agreement that the company will not object to your request for unemployment.
What else should people know, Lorraine, about sitting there in the seat at the moment?
Well, again, it's state by state, but in most states, you have some rights to ask and request the things that
yeah.
you just...
I think it's so important that young people who are in their first or second job, they don't think they have any rights. They're not empowered. They don't feel empowered. And this is a two-way street. They hired you for some reason. And that reason was they felt either your skills were good or at the time it was a good match or you could contribute something. So you have some power. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there in the first place. So exercise your power in a positive way, not a negative way. We talked about that last time. Don't go down the hall kicking and screaming. Don't go to your friends and say, oh, that so-and-so, you know, this is all positive.
It reflects on how professional you are, and it is a very tough conversation. But if you handle it well, it's one more accomplishment in your professional growth.
Correct.
That you can handle one of the toughest discussions you could have that's related to your work.
It is such a tough and terrifying discussion. So you were correct in your opening statement. Practice, 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 because mm-hmm. unfortunately, it's going to happen to you. And you need to be prepared for it and come out of it looking like a professional among your colleagues, your former boss, because eventually that former boss isn't going to be at the company.
Right.
They're going to be somewhere else. And you might want to use them for a reference. And if you handle yourself professionally, they'll remember that.
Absolutely. This is your opportunity to shine, to show that you can negotiate, that you can be professional in the most stressful situations. And you'll walk away feeling better about yourself.
Well, folks, we've spent a wonderful 15 minutes here with Lorraine Beeman. And Lorraine, thank you very much for joining us on this tough topic of how do I handle my actual termination meeting with the boss.
Always a pleasure talking with you. And for those who are facing termination, I hope that our advice will give them a little bit of comfort and guidelines.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Lorraine.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.